Father nailed it down a little pole, we call them logs. It's pretty good size, 6-8 inches through.
Uh-huh.
I got out in the woods and cut them and built a pole pen. He made boards out of logs. Taking and put those boards out to cover that with the roof, make a roof with, you know. Taking those boards and nailed over the cracks between the logs.
Uh-huh.
Well, we moved out of that and into another log house that had been, the logs had been hewed and squared up and uh-huh. made it look nicer.
Uh-huh.
And it had two rooms. It had another room in behind the big room. We called it a side room. We built it onto the log room, kind of a lean-to.
Uh-huh.
We lived there a couple of years. Next one was another big log house. It was a big double log house and a hall between those two big rooms. There were three rooms and two halls.
Oh.
It was a big one, an old Indian house. It was right back up here. It's burned and gone now. So it was just log houses for years here before we knew anything else. About four different houses that we lived in was logs when we first come to this country.
Where did you sleep?
We slept in the rooms.
Was there an upstairs to this? Or
no, there was an upstairs to this second one and the third one. But the first little room or house we built, there wasn't no upstairs. We just had to make our beds down the floor.
Mm-hmm. And then what came next?
Well, next was another double log house up here in a different place, and it didn't have any upstairs, but it had a big hallway between it, and we'd always use that hallway, and sometimes we'd use that for dining room. It was cool there, you know, we'd always have a table out there. That was the main place for dining rooms there in the hall.
Uh-huh. And then after that, what came?
Well, we went into another building then that was a different setup altogether. It was still a log house, part of it. Part of it was built out of lumber. And the log house, that had an upstairs to it. We had a bedroom up there, and me and my brother, you'd sleep up there. Three or four of us boys sleep up in that upstairs bedroom. And we called it the kitchen then. They'd build a new room out in front out of lumber. And when we moved there, we'd sleep upstairs over the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. How did you get upstairs?
Oh, they had a ladder built up there.
Uh-huh.
We called a stairway.
Uh-huh.
Went up on the outside of the house, of the building though.
Uh-huh.
And the doors go into it. And we got to top the stairs.
Did you have a place to hang your clothes?
No. Sometimes we'd have a peg drove up inside of the wall, you know, uh-huh. hang clothes, things like that on. We'd make a peg out of a piece of timber about that long. More big hole in that log, just drive that peg up in there.
Uh-huh.
We'd hang about anything on there you want.
Yeah.
Anything from a shotgun on down. That's some of the main furniture was a shotgun then.
So oh,
we
yeah.
killed lots of our meat
uh-huh.
in this country.
Did you eventually get something where you could hang your clothes? That is, something where they were covered or protected?
Oh yeah, yeah, we eventually got to where we'd have a closet, you know. We call them closet
uh-huh.
space, hang our clothes.
Did you ever have any of those movable ones?
No, we never did have any of those, but I've seen them.
I guess they're pretty handy things.
And they are very handy.
Put them wherever you want.
Just anywhere you want them.
Do you have any special name for those?
No, I can't recall any special name for those movable closets. We all just call them a closet.
Uh-huh.
What?
Wardrobe.
Wardrobe. Well, maybe we call them wardrobe.
That's what they call them.